can't hear you. No. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Still can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I just have to fix that audio right up. So you should be able to hear me loud and clear now.
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let me hang up. Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Hold on. I want to make sure y'all can call in. Okay, so the number is 563-999-3658. I'm going to put it here in the chat. But make sure you guys click that link to Fashion Nova. Again, make sure you guys click the link to the Fashion Nova right there. You know, save some things in your cart. Use that link to shop. And it is also in your description box, okay? I'm about to replace the link with the number now, so that's why I just want you guys to make sure you guys, if you guys want that link to purchase some goodies, okay, all of this is on Fashion Nova in under $70, okay? All right. Cool, I'm about to post the... Okay, we got a caller. 3533, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I just came to give you some appreciation because I've been watching you since, like, I don't know, like my last 3 years in school or something like that. I love your show.
Thank you.
Sometimes you can piss me off when we get on the Nikki topics, but I still love you regardless, and I'm proud.
Okay.
But that's all I had to say.
Thank you, boo. Thanks for calling in. All right, bye. Okay, we got to keep it moving. Okay, 3190, you live on the air. Let's get into some things.
I love your show.
Turn me down in the back. Okay, turn me down in the back and be ready. 3191, okay. 0448, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I love you, Armand. There's no
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about this reunion.
Okay.
No way they had Big Bird with that blonde piece.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well, see, I was going to ignore that part. Because I like Big, but I also like B2. But I guess fair is fair. You know what? He did do that. He Big Bird went there. Uh-huh. She did.
He went there. And I feel like for the reunion, there needs to be like a dress code or something because
yes.
It's looking a mess. They can't just have Bobby Lights looking like that and everyone's coming in t-shirts and hoodies and and what?
Yeah, I seen that. But you know that's Zeus Network across the board though. Every reunion looks like
that. You know what really took me though is the fact that I didn't even know that Jason Lee was the executive producer. I was like, no, we need Armand to host this reunion for real. But then I was like,
and even I really don't want the commentary to come across like, oh, I'm mad because it wasn't me. Even if it wasn't me, you cannot have a host on the reunion battling for relevancy. Girl, you're already the host. Why are you trying, Bobby?
And then why are you
shading the very show that you produced? Like, you're bigger and better than the show. But, girl,
you want to be
on the show. You want to be seen. You're making the show about you. But, girl, you're hating on the girls. And you're really kind of making the girls feel like, yeah, you girls are beneath me. You girls are desperate. You girls are stupid for coming on the show, battling for somebody's love. Okay, well, then why did you cast me? And why are you producing a show like this? Like, I don't know. Even if you felt that way, even if it was just a quick bag for you, you don't go and say that to your freaking cast members that you cast. It's like, girl.
I know. And then he's making, like, it was so weird because he was, like, making, like, subliminals, like, White Lives Matter, Candace Owens, you don't matter and stuff. I'm like, what is going on? Is this scripted?
No, that's Jason Lee wanting to be heard and wanting to be talked about. This is what she wants, people to talk about her. But it's just like, it's so, like, late. It's just like, girl, like, just shut up.
She's late.
It
never gave.
And then the suit was a mess. The suit was a mess. Did you see the suit with the shoes and the wrinkles? Like, you have all of that money, and this is how you came on television?
Came in looking a mess. He had like a little blazer on and the shoes. I was like, what are those? Oh my God. And I just know that if you went up in there it would have just been a whole different energy, a whole different vibe.
Listen. I feel like they still would have been doing those fighting. I probably would never got a word in edgewise either.
It's evident.
But I wouldn't have been on there. I wouldn't have been on there, you know, trying to, you know, undercut Bobby. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Especially Bob.
Y'all supposed to be a team.
You just saw him take a shot talking about, are you drunk? What are you trying to say here?
Right. It really gave me that she wanted to get Bobby, are you high? That's what she wanted to say.
Right. No.
But thank you, boo.
For real.
We got to take some more calls. Let me keep it pushing. Love you.
All right, bye. I love you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Okay. 5416, you live on the air. Talk to me.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
I'm on. You should have had hosted the show. Because the show has been a whole move with you. You definitely should have had hosted it. And Claudia and Jason Lee was very dry and boring. I was going to sleep. They was dry and boring. You should have hosted the show.
I heard through the grapevine, the girls didn't think. I heard somebody, I don't know, a little birdie maybe flew by and told me that they had heard that maybe my name had came up, but then one of the girls that was in control said, girl, they don't think I should do it. So, I can't control that. So it's no team.
The hate is real, but thank you. Bye, Mom.
All right.
I love you.
Yes. And here's the hot tea. That was before the video for those girls in the back that's going to say, well, girl, you dragged and you did this and you did that. Like I said, the girls were mad before they got dragged. But this is not about me. Let's make this about the reunion. 2789, you're live on the air.
And here's the hot tea. That was
turn it down. Yes. What's going on?
I just want to say you look good. Maybe Jason should have worn what you got on. But I actually.
Well, no, she can't wear what I got on because you know why?
She don't know how to style like you.
No. These are separate. These are separate. Okay? These are separate. This is the jacket. This is a T-shirt. You see, I can wear these separate, and these are jeans.
But you wearing it well. The point is, you looking good
no.
wearing it. And
the
you
point
came
is,
on there
this is
fly.
Not a two-piece set.
He looked like he was dressed for a throwback wedding. But I feel like you absolutely right about Jason. I'm just getting so sick of him. He looked so stupid up there. So stupid. Claudia, bless her heart. I really do love her, but she didn't belong there. I don't know why. Maybe he probably asked her to come. I don't know why she was on there. I was like, does she even know what she's talking about? That's what I was thinking. But I'm just trying to say I love you, and I feel like everything
you
said was right. And Jason, get you a stylist, man. Please. Thank you.
Thank you. How do I? Oh, child. What a mess. Now, let's take another call. 9665, you're live on the air.
Yeah,
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the best dress probably was Bobby. It was Tracks.
Tracks did look good. Tracks did look good.
Tracks
look good.
And probably a little bit of Kush. You know the one with the red, the short red
hair? Yeah, he looked cute, too, but he just felt like he's
hair,
a little he's a little
suit.
Boring, though, so he don't really stand out.
Yeah, the rest of them, Claudia,
Claudia looked good. She came to host the reunion. She looked nice.
Well, they should have had somebody else do it.
But I definitely think that they could have had a different male and female. And here's the thing. I think that Claudia should have been replaced for a different reason than Jason. Claudia should have been replaced just because she's not going to bring – people are not going to come to this show for Claudia. Like, as a host, she's not going to draw me in to, you know, to watch this show. This is just not her demographic. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like she can relate in any kind of way. And I just don't feel like she's even really – and I don't feel like she's even interested. She knew nothing of what was going on.
Yep.
So I don't think she needed to be there because she didn't even care.
Yeah, this was just a bag for her. She needed to get off of Foxhole and just do something.
And so I agree.
But I will say this, Soul looked good. I mean, the one that went home because he wouldn't give him the phone.
I think he had on a hoodie. I didn't like. I mean, that was a hoodie. Did he have on a hoodie?
No,
that wasn't. What
he had a hoodie. We're talking about the first beginning of it, though.
I don't know. Oh no, but no, I do want to talk about that. He did talk about how the fact that girl. He didn't really get no alone time with Bobby, but then Bobby wanted him to go through
his
phone.
Bobby set his eyes on Island Boy, and that was it. I could tell that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
what
happened.
And Island Boy knew he had an advantage over the rest of them, if you ask me.
Well, according to Island Boy, remember, allegedly, allegedly, I know the T, they said that Bobby asked Island Boy to be on the show.
Yes, he did.
Island Boy said that he told Bobby, I will only do the show if I am guaranteed final two.
Yep.
Now, it was word on the curb, though, from the show that when they seen Rerun and Island Boy, Bobby had said, well, this is the top two. So the top two was already pre-picked from what
I'm
hearing.
It was set up like that. I mean, but who was it? It was remember what I said?
Huh?
But when it comes down to Kush or whatever, he said the same thing when they were talking. It was him, Soul, and it was someone else in that room, and he said that he knew that he was gonna stay till the end.
Mm.
And if it was, who else was it? It was also, he knew that some other stuff because they heard producers talking about it. Because in the beginning of the show, they were talking about it. I mean, of this episode, the reunion.
Okay. Thank you, caller. We got to keep it moving. We got a lot of people. Love you. Bye.
Yep.
Okay. 0046, live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, talk to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know my number. I just wanted to say, first off, I'm getting that jacket. Even though I'm
Period.
A female, I'm going to finally get my size. When my size come in. Also, I wanted to say you had me in tears talking about Roland Ray. Because I was thinking that the whole show, why is so much shit coming out his mouth?
Well, because she was eating pizza in the back.
It was
wow.
just crazy, all the spit. You could see it on the camera while you watching the
yes.
show.
Yes, and I was just thinking, oh, my God, what if I was laughing or something, and she came around and spit in my mouth. Oh,
oh my God.
God.
I would have quit. I
could you
quit.
Imagine if Roller Ray spit in your mouth? Oh.
Also, I wanted to know if y'all noticed, like, Colgate and Savage, it looked like their outfit came from the same designer. Like, they both had on, like, crocodile leather, but two different colors.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
You didn't notice that? I was like, I wonder if they went to the same designer or whatnot.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that. The haircuts look good, too. The barber,
like
the barber was on point. She was doing her thing. The lady cutting hair,
yeah,
she was doing her thing.
Them all up. She definitely was hooking all of them up, their hairline, that's for sure. Also, and did you notice there was a little shade between Jason and Claudia in the beginning when they were talking to each other, like they didn't like each other?
Oh, okay. See, you're trying to get me all the way in the gutters. No, here's the thing. I think that maybe they had beef and stuff in the beginning, but I think they were trying to play up this idea that, you know, like, girl, we're the duo and we had beef and we used to drag each other, but now we came together. But I think it was given more so they thought that people would care more than we really care. Like, we don't really, I guess you care, but For me, I don't care. Like, I really didn't. Like, I'm not thinking, oh, girl, Jason Lee and Claudia Jordan is linking up.
No, this is about to be fireworks, bitch.
Like, I'm not thinking that.
I was confused watching it. I wasn't thinking that.
I didn't feel any of that.
Oh wow, no. I was seeing with the way she was looking at him, and then he was looking at her. I was like, I don't think these two like each other, even though they're hosting together.
Yeah.
But they definitely should have put either you or Natalie to host the show. I know Natalie; she did so many reunions. She would have got it together. She would have got it all together.
I think that Natalie or Lemmy's wife, there was nothing wrong with Janisha or whatever, because at least she knew the show, and she going to come in to look.
Yeah, that's true.
She knows the show.
I think she might have been busy that day. That's probably why.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought about that.
I mean, because my thing is this, like, you know, I'm very particular about my boys and my gay stuff. And so have somebody on there that's at least an ally in a sense to where they care. You know what I mean? Claudia Jordan
clearly doesn't
care about this.
Yeah. That's true, because I didn't think she knew any of their names, what the storyline was even about. She probably didn't even know it was a dating show from the way she was asking those questions at the beginning.
It was like Jason Lee had to preface her with everything that was going on. You know what I'm saying? And then I think that, and I'm not even saying it needed to be me over Jason Lee or anything, but I'm saying he should, first of all, you're already the executive producer. Girl, why do you have to be the host too? And then you're like shading your co-executive producer, and you're also shading the damn cast member that you casted.
Yes. When like, he said, I'm about to walk off, I was waiting for him to actually walk off so we could move forward with the show.
Yes, and then every 5 seconds, he kept making it a moment about himself. He had to walk off. He asked a question.
Yes.
Then he tell you to stop. Then it's this, and now you're trying to get into it with Bobby. This is Bobby's show. Why are you trying to get into it with Bobby? If Bobby want to take off all his clothes and wreak havoc, his name is on the show. Jason Lee, why are you talking? Bitch, don't talk to me. If I'm Bobby, I'm telling you, bitch, don't talk to me.
I could tell Bobby was heated when he asked him, are you drunk? Because I was like, is he trying to insinuate, like, is he really high because of all those accusations about the cocaine?
Right,
but he was
trying
to be funny with it.
Right.
So I could see
exactly.
He got him really tight and he went to fight him. Like, don't even. Don't do this on air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
But I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm getting that jacket.
Make sure you get that jacket. Click the link. All right. It's in the description is in the bio. Okay, yeah. Make sure you put that jacket. And you know they got all sizes, so make sure you get it. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you get the jacket. All right. 1911, you live on the air.
Period. Hey, Armand.
What's going on? I'm chilling.
So I'm going to give my opinion, but I don't want to make nobody mad because a lot of the boys follow me on my Instagram.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it the truth. I feel like it's given very much clout. Like, first of all, a lot of the fights that happened when they first came out was a little confusing to me. Like, I didn't understand Miss Mamas and Cash. I didn't understand why Island Boys, as soon as he came out, like, you had words with a whole bunch of other people. Why did you storm off to Dimitri? Like, that didn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like that, you know, Island Boy is very talented. Like, I feel like he, you know, he's a cackle, but you're giving very much clout chasing. Like, you're looking for a moment. Like, it's actually, like, kind of, like, it's distasteful a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well like, can we hold on before I hold your point. Hold on, can we get to the Island Boy part for a minute? Because let's take the reunion off of it. And I really like Island Boy, but I have to be honest with you. And I don't know if you follow them on Instagram, but I follow Island Boy and I follow both his pages. But I'm going to tell you something, you know, and he's a cute boy, handsome boy, and Island Boy, don't hate me. But ever since he's linked up with Cash, he's starting to look broke and dusty and cloud chasing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're wearing Zeus Network t-shirts to the club.
Right.
To the bar.
I noticed that.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Why do y'all have on Zeus Network t-shirts?
Yes. it looks a mess. And then my thing is, Cash, the way that you had your legs cocked open on that couch like that, looking at the boy like y'all had already been in an entanglement.
They had already did something.
Come on. Yes. I mean, it's so unfortunate because Big Bird and what's Trax, they were so oblivious about the whole,
not
they weren't
Big
even
Bird.
Paying attention.
Right.
Yeah, they weren't even paying attention. Like, if you could really see, Cash was sitting there, legs cocked open, got
just dreamy eye, just looking at him all in the face like a woman.
Yes. Uh-huh. Now what? Now so, and then it's weird because when Island Boy was on, you know, live talking to you, he said that they didn't have sex. But then in that scene, he said that they did have sex. So now I'm a little confused because did y'all have sex or y'all didn't have sex?
Well, apparently, Bobby said that they didn't for many reasons.
Yeah, see, it's just like it's getting a little confusing. And I love Bobby, but I hope he's not trying to say that to back out based off of whatever he's have allegedly heard. You know, I don't know if it's health issues or whatever, but it's just giving very like it's a lot. Because my thing with Island Boy is if you know about the whole syphilis thing, which you know we know it still lays dormant into the body. You just so openly okay with being with Cat. It's child. I don't know. No, I ain't
you
trying
said
to
it,
get
not
messy.
Me.
That's why I said I. No, allegedly. I don't know. I ain't trying to be nasty, but ain't it? It's a lot, right?
It's
so
a lot.
It's too much going on with the blisters and all this extra going on. So I have one last thing I want to say.
Okay.
In terms of going into the little preview that they gave for the next episode, I didn't really like how Jason Lee was looking at the cameras like, oh, they care about me, not him, or something
that,
like that.
Did you see
said,
that? They were like, they're going to choose.
I was
well,
like,
I didn't
hold
wanna,
on
well,
now.
That's what we're going to talk about next week, because apparently Jason Lee, like, they're going to choose me, not you, me over you. So I don't know if he's talking about Zeus Network.
Ooh,
and that's
child.
What that's giving me. Because, you know, Jason Lee is giving me, Jason Lee likes to tote around and FaceTime Cardi B randomly and make people think he's going to get Cardi B to do the show and, you know, act like he's going to text Rihanna and act like Rihanna going to repost Zeus Network. Who knows, all kind of swindling and snake oil Jason Lee and spread around that place trying to make it seem like selling all kind of dreams. You know what I mean? Thinking that everybody going to choose him because, oh, I can get Tiffany Haddish on the show. I can get, look, I'm FaceTiming Cardi B. Oh, I have Rihanna's number. And at some point, these people need to wake the hell up and realize that these damn people, they ain't coming on nothing that Jason Lee got going on. They just appease her because she's a damn nuisance.
Ooh,
and they don't
want to
deal with it.
Oh, okay. Very much
ooh, but
so.
But y'all don't get me
but
going.
Thank you, boo. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, so, I mean, girl, we just got to keep it a stack. If we're going to talk, let's talk about it. Wow. Well, let's take a couple more shows. Let's take a couple more calls because you girls are here for it. Mind you, I'm laughing like that. That's how my stepdad laughed, girl. I've been tormented with that laugh since a child. Okay. Ooh, child, I need to give me another cocktail. Pop! Okay. 0352, you live on the air. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hey. Oh, my
hey.
God, I made it on. Hey, how you doing? Okay.
Good.
I've been following you for a long time. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Okay. So, couple things. I don't know why Claudia was there. She didn't know the show at all. And I feel like if you're going to be a host, you need to do your research. I agree as far as Jason making everything about him. It was pretty whack. I don't really care for
wasn't
him
wasn't that
at
weird?
All. I don't. It was just weird. And like, and I picked up what you put down as far as him asking him, was he drunk? I was
right.
Like, you trying to imply that he's doing a little something. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was trying to imply.
That's,
you know,
that's kind of what that, like, you tried to play in Bobby's face.
Yeah, basically. And I love the fact that Bobby's like, wait, baby, hold up. That's what we're not going to do is, you're not going to do that. Sir, I'm not on the air.
It's okay.
But,
we understand.
Yeah, sorry about that. But, yeah, it's been – listen, I was more entertained by the pre-reunion Because, baby, when I tell
well,
you.
Well, because here's the thing. We because here's
one.
The thing. On
oh
the pre-reunion, on my when they all came on my show, you realize that we got all the tea that they gave tonight. And then the tea that they poured tonight
basically
is delayed. It's delayed because now, mm-hmm. Jameson, we're over the handler. And now you're banging
yep.
and porking cash. So the reunion
yeah.
is delayed because now it's
yeah.
been updated tea.
Yeah, and I'm not even interested in the handler and all that anymore. Like,
no.
I literally saw your live, and I'm like, oh, I'm just here because it was revealed that some new stuff was going to come out on the reunion or stuff that we didn't know, so that's the only
right.
reason I'm really watching it. But, yeah, I'm over, like, Jason Lee. They don't need to give him another show. He's just,
okay, let me ask you a question. Why did you think, yeah, like, do you think that was cool for him to be kind of throwing shade at the cast? Like, oh, I would never go on
Jason
a dating show.
He thinks that he's above everyone. Like, he literally feels like he's just that guy. And, like, even his style, like, you're not Kanye. Why are you wearing these oversized clothes? You need to, your body type is not a Kanye. Your swag ain't a Kanye. What you got on? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's another story for another day. But he thinks he's
yes.
above. Like, he really thinks he's above them. And I'm like, why would you say that? And then when you talk about, I'm not the cast. I'm not the cast.
Yeah,
so
I'm not the cast. I'm not the
okay,
cast.
Yeah. So basically, you can disrespect them and play in their face, but I'm not the one. Say, who are you? I
yeah.
cannot wait for him to just, and I'm just so proud of you. Ooh,
thank
man,
you.
I was here for that read, and you burnt that book. I said, my boy is doing his big
listen.
Line. What God,
thank
when
you.
Jesus say yes, nobody can say no, baby. And I'm going to leave it there because I know you got a lot of people in the queue. Love, love,
yes.
love. You keep doing your big one.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a nice night.
Bye. Okay, let's keep going. 4602, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? You
okay,
hear me?
Thank you. Okay, 7198, you're live on the air.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I agree with your point. The first 20 minutes, I thought was a waste of time. I know Zeus Network always does that.
Yeah.
So you don't get to the real tea until the last, 30 minutes or so. And I was like, damn, we ain't get to see what's going on. But I'm with you on that point. I couldn't get past Jason Lee's shoes. It was just ruining my whole night.
Yeah. That was just like, girl. And they didn't even match the white on the shirt. It was like she looked a mess.
And
I'm not even being funny. I'm just like, girl. Like, here's my thing. As a gay man on a gay show, as the host.
Right.
Bro, you supposed to come out and as executive producer, you supposed to come out and you supposed to come sit. And if you better than the girls and like you give, like, girl, I don't have to do all this fighting. You supposed to come out there sitting, baby. You supposed to come out there and have Miss Bobby thinking, girl, is this my show or your show? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Girl, it's supposed to, but girl, you look a mess. Like, as a gay man to another gay man hosting on a gay show. Girl, you looked a mess. You were supposed to be sitting up there damn near eating Claudia Jordan up as the queen. This is a gay show. How you let Claudia eat you like that?
Right. It looked like he went to Marshall's and bought right off the rack. Like there was no tailoring. There was no.
She
like
don't have it. She don't have it. And it sends me because these people be believing in these pipe dreams that she sells. I'm sorry to cut you off, but. Sorry, go ahead, because she don't have it. Sorry.
No, you're right, because I was actually on, because Rel and Crush went live, and somebody also mentioned his shoes, and they were like, well, oh, girl, that's Balenciaga. I said, just because it's Balenciaga, I'm going to make it nice. That looked horrible. And I said, girl, labels, I mean, you can get an outfit that's $70 and kill it over something that looks like $2,000, looks like trash.
Yes.
But just want to
say, talking about pull it
show.
Up. They talking about pull up her outfit. Girl, I don't really care to pull her up. You just got
to
go look at it.
I have to go online and pull up them shoes just so I can get a better look at them. And they're like $1,200.
The shoes are cute.
Are
no, the
horrible.
Shoes are cute.
Ugh,
you just don't know how
do
to
it.
Pair it. Hold on.
That's
yes,
true.
She just don't know how to wear it, child. The shoes is cute.
Lord.
Thank you, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Right, because, girl, we go, because I be done gone off again and pulled up this lady whole outfit. 9604, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm watching a show. I just want to say I love your show, and you look sickening every day.
Thank you.
Well, I wanted to touch bases on the host. I just wanted to say that I already knew once they showed him, I already knew that it was going to be a shit show because he was super messy. He was messy as hell from the very beginning. And he was, if you remember, like, in the beginning of the shows, like, when the episodes was coming on, he was making them fight and everything. And I didn't understand, like, why are you making them fight? Like, he was making them fight Demetri and do one-on-ones. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember that?
Well, hold on, because the one-on-one and the fight and all that, that's the Zeus Network aesthetic. That's why we watch. We want to see the fights. Now, come on. I can't blame Jason for that. We want to see the girls fight. Now, they're going to have to slap a hole and beat each other down. Well, but at the same time, he's the producer. That's the producer's job. It's no different than Mona Scott. That is your job as a producer, to stir up controversy. You're a producer. So I get that part.
I didn't even know who the hell she was. And for Claudia, I didn't even know who she was. I'm thinking she Layla Ali or something like that.
Okay. Okay, child. Well, let me get, we got Crush in the comments. They telling me. So what's his last four? Thank you, boo. Okay, Crush, what is your last four? Tell me what your last four is, and I will pull you up. Okay, y'all blowing me up. I see it. Okay. What up? Kicking it with Crush. Yes, you are live on the air. Welcome.
Hey,
we're going to have to have you on camera, but what's going on? Talk to me. What you got?
I mean, well, I will say that, first of all, it was very, very fun. I feel like they did cut some things out, but, like, nothing important. I feel like y'all got to see, like, a lot of reactions to things, which didn't make sense. Like, they caught the reaction, but they didn't give you the subtext to why someone was standing up, why someone was walking away. It was just looking like a lot of storm-offs. But things actually happened in between those moments.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
well, let's talk about
like
you a little bit.
Then
let's talk about you
dog.
For a little bit, because I kind of feel like, you know, I always say every time we talk about you, I'm like, he's so cute. But I kind of feel like you fell to the back.
Right.
Through the whole thing.
I mean, some of that was intentional. Some of that was intentional.
Okay.
Number one, my life and the things that have happened within my career have changed since I left the show. And I definitely wanted to flip the page a little bit and not continue to be someone that was so reactive. Because one thing that I was seeing a lot, that everybody's, yeah, you in the blog, you're getting talked about. Yeah, and, you know, congratulations to you for giving over 100K views. But that benefits you. That really doesn't benefit these people at the end of the day. And it's like, that's not the kind of press I want. And I'm doing dope shit, you know, like I'm working on Jimmy Fallon. I've worked with Offset a few times now. Like, I've done a few things. So it's like, I didn't want to get on a reunion. Of course, you know, if somebody says something, I'm doing what the fuck I got to do.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I
Well, no, not really, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But, you know what I'm saying, ultimately, nobody came for me either. As you can see, the bank, I stood up. When they banged that first bang where everybody got up, I stood on my feet. Okay, bitch, I could be next because somebody was rumbling around about possibly wanting to fight me and shit like that.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. You know, yeah, we did get 100,000 views. You may not be the press that you want, but it is press. And we are happy that you you called in here. So, you know, it's some tea. Now, I will say this, though. I will say when you go on a show, when you go on to the Zeus Network, you know what you're getting yourself into. So at that point, you know, and you're going on a dating show. So at some point, I would think that you would have a bigger presence, but maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't want that. And, you know, if you are working outside of that, because I know you do makeup and skincare and teeth and things like that, that's great. But I just thought, you know, when we're talking about the star cast, we did miss a lot of your story. But you know what I mean? And I think that you had a lot more to offer than we got to see. And it was a lot of you that did, you know what I mean? But because there was so much with the Island Boy and rerun,
you know what,
I feel like
a,
we missed you.
There was a comment that turned me off to be even being that. I remember hearing a comment, not hearing a comment, it was directly in my face. And it was, oh, my God, I love this cast. They're so easily producible.
And so
if you really know what that means, you know what that means. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that means they can get you to fight.
They can do, you can, I can get you to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And it was at that moment that I realized, like, I'm not a puppet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a puppet.
Now, okay. So let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this, because I think you did say in the reunion that you would do it again. So knowing what you know now, would you do reality? Because it seems like that you want more than reality TV. So would you do reality TV again or not on this level?
Because I know that everybody really, like, I really have a dope fan base right now that I've never had before because of my personality. And even when I watch myself, I'm not going to lie, I look at that fucking reunion, I'm just like, yo, I'm a star. Like, I look amazing. Like, I don't care what's going on. That camera loves me. I'm in a frame every 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you look good. If you wasn't cute, then, girl, you know,
exactly.
We would probably know nothing about you.
That lies within my favor. I think that's also why I was casted. I think that I was definitely one of the more attractive
So do you like, were you here for Bobby?
I was definitely there to get to know Bobby. You know, it's a dating show at the end of the day. This is not a love. It's to find love, but initially it's a dating show. Let me date you and find out what we like and what's compatible. But, yeah, I was definitely interested in getting to know Bobby.
Oh. So would you – okay, let me ask you this because I'm drinking a little bit. But so would you have been topping Bobby?
I would have – yeah, of course. Yeah, that would have been my – like, I go for two different types of guys. Like, I like, you know, that 6'3" muscular type, but then I also do like really fit, small waist, like kind of pretty boy. I don't mind boys with makeup there, you know what I'm saying? But like if it's like a soft little beat, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Okay, I'm here for it. Okay. So how did you feel about tonight's episode? Because I know this is probably your first time seeing it too. So how did you feel watching the reunion and watching everything play out?
Honestly, I loved it. That's why I don't understand the comments, because I feel like they want to. If you pay attention to those interviews, we actually talked a lot in those in the glam room, in the haircut room. Like, those boys actually gave y'all some context. So when I'm hearing people like, they didn't talk about anything, they did the same thing. We were pretty much interviewing each other a little bit there. Y'all got to hear what was going on outside of the show or within our lives at that moment. Yes. The thing is,
that
with
is
the cameras,
true.
The cameras do this thing. The cameras do this thing to certain people. So it's going to happen, because I will say, everybody who saw each other 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes before that.
Are you serious?
It's not like, yeah, I mean, everybody saw each other in some capacity.
Okay, and so saying if the girls wanted to get to them, they could have got to them.
And nobody would deny that. Nobody would deny that. Nobody.
Okay,
could
the people
it.
Don't
nobody
know who on the phone. I'm pulling up who on
the
phone right now, y'all. So you basically saying that the camera – no, I'm just pulling your picture up so the people know that you on the phone. Okay, so you saying that the girls, you know, do act up for the camera, and that's part of the thing that you're not interested in, because we all just was with each other.
They did have us in separate groups, but we all saw each other in passing. Like, in some capacity, we saw each other in the hotel.
Okay, let me ask you, from what I seen, it looked like Savage had kind of got dangling on his back. Now, did Savage win that fight?
I don't think it was a win thing, because I don't think either of them got super, like, from where I remember, I was over like 12 feet away. But from what I saw, because they got behind the couch. So I only saw when he still had his hair, but like they got behind the couch, under the curtain. Like they was behind that couch on the floor for a little bit.
So when you were on the show, did you ever do any one-on-one dates with Bobby privately, like outside of, like, you know, whatever we've seen? Because it seemed like a lot of the real tea was happening off camera. Did you guys go? I heard that you guys had went out to the club. There was one-on-one. Were you a part of any of that?
I Oh, wait. Just to be very clear, nobody saw the handler, because the handler just texted me. And I, let me be very clear, nobody saw the handler before the reunion. That was a complete surprise. That's right. What was your question, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, because there was a conversation about one-on-one time with Bobby. Did you ever get any one-on-one time with Bobby?
It wasn't like one-on-one, but it was almost some the stuff that y'all wanted to see, and the idea that, right, like, okay, there was, like, when we did get on the boat, right, Bobby was like, yo, everybody, I mean, he literally went to certain people and was like, get your swimming trunks on, get an outfit. I'm saying, we're going to the boat, and we got to the boat. It's just us. That's your moment to fight for those little mini one-on-ones, right? So we hang on the side of the boat. If we on the floaty devices, if we all jumping off and we taking shots, you have those moments that you would see probably on other networks where it's a little bit more natural engagement. You know what I'm saying? Somebody just kicking it, somebody maybe trying to rub a leg, or maybe somebody sitting closer than the other bulldog. You know, things like real calm scenarios, because everybody was. I will say that. Everybody was trying to have that one-on-one, look into your eye moment in some capacity, for sure.
I have a question for you. Now, I was on your Instagram live, because I'm on there all the time. You go live a lot, and, you know, so I pop in and out, and you're with Big Burr, and I love him, Big Burr, right? And you were talking, you do have an OnlyFans now.
Yep.
And so I think you were saying, you know, respectfully, that you do a lot of butt play.
No, I don't do any butt play.
Oh, no butt play. Somebody said that there was butt play on the Instagram. What is it on the OnlyFans for the people that want to know?
Huh?
What? Tell us what's on your OnlyFans for the people that want to go. No, you're a cute boy. You got some boys that might subscribe tonight.
No, I understand. It's all front penis action. I use some vibrating penis toys. You know what I'm saying? I have some cum shots. I have just like some dick jumping shots. You know, some people like to play without like actually coming and stuff like that. So
then you also dropped the makeup line or something. A makeup product tonight.
Yes, I dropped 5 glosses out of my collection. I'll be dropping lip liners as well. But the glosses come with free eyelashes for the first people that buy it tonight.
Wow. So where can they find that?
So you just go to crushxpoppystore.com. So just like my Instagram, crushxpoppystore.com, and you'll be able to find all 5 colors. And, yeah, I've already sold about 15 of them right now in the past hour, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we love to promote. So listen, you know, you can lip gloss by day and see some dick at night. Now, the other last part before I let you go, you and Island Boy are not cool. So was this some tea with you, Island Boy, and Go Hard? Like, what happened with that?
So what happened was Island Boy did not like that I was on live with Bobby when Bobby was breaking the news on his live that he knew about Go Hard and Island Boy. I did know at the time. I knew probably before all the other people because, you know, everybody really likes me in some capacity, so I pretty much be knowing everything. And when I was on the live, I was acting like, not acting like, I was just like, oh, shit, oh, fuck, oh, snap, for real, oh, for real. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sitting there like, yeah, I know. So he got on my live drunk and was like, oh, bitch, you were sitting there acting like you didn't know anything. You act like you didn't know nothing. And you and I'm just like, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to be like, yeah, girl, yeah, I'm going to mind my business at the end of the day. That's what I did was mind my business. I didn't exploit your relationship the way you're doing. That's none of my business. So I think that Go Hard and I, like, by me, just by association, I can't be sitting here and kicking it with you if I got beef with your boyfriend. Not even real beef, but, like, I just don't fuck with him. I thought that was corny. If you don't fuck with me, call me. Everybody got my number. You want to get on my live and try me? Girl, turn the page.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think that relationship is going to last?
I don't even want to say that.
Okay.
I'm not
Well, that was just me being messy. Go ahead and stay positive. Stay boring. I'm just kidding. No. But I get it. Don't get involved. But keep listen. Anything else that you want to get? Let us know that we may not know, or maybe you know, or anything else you want to promote that you got going on before I let you go. I'm gonna take some more calls because I sure appreciate you for coming in and supporting my channel and following me on Instagram.
No, I mean, so if you can support the lip gloss line, you know, get a lip gloss for your homegirl, get a lip gloss for your mom, and just stay tuned. We all busy over here.
Yes, and so, you know, next week I might do the StreamYard. So if you're available, you want to come on and do like a recap after it's final, you're welcome to come. So, and we can get on camera. So make sure you have your, you know, get on camera, look cute, put your, you know, your beat on, your lip glosses, okay. Have them for show. And, you know, I'm here for my boys. I'm here for my boys in any capacity. So, yeah, so do your thing. All right, thanks. Bye. Okay, we got to take another caller. Bobby texts me. She's the cackle. She's keen. Girl, why are you keen? She's the K. Okay, are we done yet? Okay. Girl, why I thought that said Shamarco. 1105, you're live on the air.
I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. So I'm going to keep it quick. The only thing is I hope that after tonight that Zeus really does get in contact with you. You and Lemmy's wife will be so perfect.
Mm.
Because as we saw last week, well, 2 weeks ago, that was a real reunion. Like, Bussy and Blowout and Fried Chicken is, I say that randomly now, because it's
me
you
too.
And your life is your reunion. Like,
well,
girl,
you know,
yeah.
I didn't, well, I want to say this. I didn't do that to have people say that. I just, girl, I wanted to get the tea. It was interesting to me, and it was a lot of tea, you know, and I had been paying it for a while because I was just like, girl, you know, I'm not really going to talk about this show because I'm not really here for its producers. And so, girl, but I am going to watch it because I'm here for my boys, and it is entertaining. But then as the tea kept overflowing and overflowing, I'm like, girl, I got to get into this thing, into some things. It wasn't even about the money for me. It wasn't even about the views.
Yeah.
Like, it was about, I just wanted to talk about it.
It was like you had everyone feeling so, like, comfortable and, like, you knew what was going on. So I went back and I started watching because I hated this. I didn't anything for Zeus. I was just like, I don't want to do that. So once I started getting a little bit of tea from the reunion on your channel, I was like, let me go see what the girls been doing. So, yeah, that's how I, like, binge watched and caught up on it. But I just want to say, like, reunions flow well when the hosts are actually, like, in tune with what's going on and kind of, like, feel a little relatable. It was just, like, so random, Claudia and Jason. But anyway, that's beyond the point.
And here's no, that's not beyond the point because a birdie told me that Bobby and Jason get into it, again.
Ooh.
And so I'm thinking that this is not the end of the Bobby and Jason interaction.
Wow.
And so for me,
lying.
I feel like for you to be getting into it and then Claudia not to know what's going on, girl, you don't have anybody there that's really in for the love of the show. You know what I mean? Even though you have an executive producer, he's really there to say, look at me, look what I did. I produce a show, I'm the one, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm so great. And he literally said that to Bobby. He said, they're going to choose me over you. I don't really have to know everything to know that he's talking about Zeus Network in my mind. I'll be surprised if he's talking about somebody else.
Yes, that's why I'm like, the arrogance, the delusion of it all. Like, come on. Like, the way you become successful and keep getting the hosting job is to put your ego to the side and let the guests and the people are tuning in to see shine. You just support and bring out the good, you know, make them feel comfortable to bring out more details because, I was gagging 2 weeks ago when the girls were spilling all the tea. Like,
that was the real tea.
Ooh, yes. And I'm like, is Island Boy running an orphanage? Why he got all them people in his apartment? But
well, now she's in D.C. Now they're in D.C. wearing Zeus Network T-shirts to the local lounge.
That's why I'm like, do not fumble this bag, Island Boy. Like, he's so
well,
handsome.
I'm going to be honest with you. And it's no shade. Island Boy is going to fumble that bag as long as she's with Cash. And y'all can say this is about an interview, but I'm going to let you know. You can see dust when you know it. Cash is a light-skinned, biracial, dusty. Like, she's broke and dusty. And you can see it. I'm not saying like broke, like, oh, she don't got no money, because I'm not in her pockets. But I'm just saying, like, when you think of a broke ass bitch, you just think like
everything,
she looked broke and dusty.
Broke
she
and,
just looked broke.
Yes.
Dusty.
Everything about them. Everything.
And now Island Boy
broken.
Is starting to look a little dusty.
Ooh. Unmoisturized. Ooh. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Island
and
Boy
I'm just like, he's too sickening to go. I mean, if you was going to go sleep with somebody from the cat, at least get the short pretty boy with the makeup and the hair and the skin. Like, get the cute boy with the teeth and stuff. You done went to the dustiest looking nigga.
Oh, God. Yeah, and just letting them drag you down. Like, come on. You won. Like, why are you? It's like you want to shake some people. But anyway, I'm not going to stay long. I just want to say, you the reason why I even started watching and binge watching.
Yeah.
But hopefully next year, Zeus get it together and get our boy Amon up there. And we're going to deposit our check. I'm going to call you.
Deposit your check.
Every time. Deposit our check. All right, bye, boo.
Bye. You know, I have to call a thing a thing. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, you are who you date. You are who you hang around. And so, you know, when you start looking dusty like that, like when you start to look like your partner, and child, he's starting to look a little dusty. Okay. Okay, 9665, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
I think the handler, 2 weeks ago, the handler was dropping receipts, and I believe everything the handler was saying when that money – when, because he was getting money from Bobby, and the handler ended up dropping them receipts, and they ended up falling out, and that's why
Bobby had already revealed that he was paying Island Boy's rent, and Island Boy and Jameson basically said, yeah, he did pay my rent, but respectfully, I understand Jameson lost his job, right? Because you are a finalist on the show, so you know. Bobby paid your rent, but you also were the winner of the show. So you had to stay the longest. So that's not really a read. But the read is you didn't plan for this, or you, where's your money now?
No, he did like an interview like 11 months ago that he on somebody's show that I seen on YouTube.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't talk about he didn't talk about his sexual preference or whatever, but he said that he was here and he was in school. He graduated from school and he was doing track. He was running track. So maybe he they said the only reason why he was messing with Cash is because he's trying to get his green card. And the handler said that too.
Well, I just don't see it for him and Cash. I just feel like Cash is just
it's not going to last for him and Cash.
No,
I mean,
well, it's not going to last because you know why it's not going to last? Because it's clout-based. When you really in a relationship with somebody, you don't have to – your whole page ain't posting him. Your whole story ain't posting him. Like, that's all they're posting is each other at this point. Eventually, that's going to get old.
I saw the video with Cash and Fat Rabbit Killer. And she looks like one of them girls that just gets she looks like one of them girls that just gets banged out. And I thought
Girl, the girls keep telling me about this Fat Rabbit Killer and Cash. Now, if you don't know who Fat Rabbit Killer is, she's a big old lanky donkey. And the thing is, Fat Rabbit Killer goes in. Listen, hold on, let me get this out. the name is Fat Rabbit Killer. So that means she got a big old thing, and all she do was go, it'd be like this, and she go.
Yes.
And them girls, and it leave the girls open like this. And the girls keep saying Miss Cash was on Twitter getting plowed like the last Bonnie Robert.
Right. You will never forget it. And that's what they say. Baby, it's not happening over here.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Mm-hmm. They said, Mommy is a busted down.
The Grand Canyon, girl.
Oh, not the Grand Canyon. Bussy and bundles. Bussy and blowout.
Right.
Oh, not the Grand Canyon. Thank you.
You will not
bye.
Be
girl. Girl. Imagine that being your man. The girls can just be like, girl, I done seen her getting blasted by Fat Rabbit Killer raw on Twitter. Girl, please. That could never be me. Now he gave the Grand Canyon. Girl, what? They said she on Twitter getting torched and blasted. Torched and tanked. Donked and drowned. Okay? Socked and sold. 6826, you're live on the air. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I did not know if I was going to get through to you or not, baby. I love you. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Let me just tell you, first and foremost, this really quickly. I'm not going to keep you, but I want to tell you this. Awesome. Love you. Love every show. And, honey, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to stay too long on him, but I need to say this. I've been dying to say this. Jason is a whole mess. And on top of it all, you know, quite frank with you, Armand, I actually like the way he looked better when he was bigger. Now that he's lost all that weight, everything he wears looks a mess. I mean, yeah, it's cool to be a two-piece girl, but now he's walking around looking like he should be an art teacher or something from the 90s, honey, with that haircut. I don't like it. He's wearing these long woman dusters. I mean, everywhere he goes, it's a mess. Somebody in the comments said he somebody in the comments said his shoes look like the geriatric style Yeezys. I don't know.
No, those shoes are Balenciaga. But the thing is, she just got hip to Balenciaga, so now she's wearing Balenciaga.
Oh,
ever since, yeah.
I saw a video with her wearing a two piece Balenciaga all white, and it was Balenciaga all over, and I was like, oh my God, that is so like 90s. But anyway, as far as the show goes, it was a whole mess, and with Claudia being up there, I'm not going to lie, I love Claudia, but has anybody thought about maybe it was a reasoning behind that, and she could be acting too? It's kind of like she's a wild card, and we all kind of know she's not into.
The reason is simple for me. Cardi B wasn't ever doing it. T.S. Madison wasn't available, you know, and Jason Lee wanted Claudia.
And that's what it is, right? He wanted Claudia, but he obviously knew that she wasn't going to be something or somebody that was going to really know what was going on. So it made his plight easier for it to be like, oh, yeah, look at me, because it's almost like, yeah, we post, but I'm going to make it about me so everybody can see. You know, yeah, Claudia's here. She's a nice piece of, you know, eye candy for the show. She's nice. She's cool. But I'm going to turn it around on me like I always do. And that's exactly what he did. And so I was just like, nah, this is not giving what's supposed to be gave.
Like my thing is, I think he's hosted other shows before. I think I don't remember what other show he hosted, but it was with women. But this is my thing when it comes to the gay boys. Let Bobby be the face of the gay show. You executive produce it.
You're so right.
But girl, because you wouldn't have got on Baddies or whatever one of these women shows did all that.
All.
But
you know what?
No, you would have sat there when you got up there with Tamar. You let Tamar do all of the extra stuff on the Johnson's Cabaret or it was one of those shows.
But it's just like what you said, real quick. two things real quick. It's just like you said, you can't take when it's somebody that's on fire, that's hot, that knows what they're doing, that's snapping and popping like a Tamar or like yourself or whatever. Honey, he's
or no, like a Bobby Lights. Like a Bobby Lights. Bobby Lights popped out there. Bobby Lights popped out there like the girl who gets it, looking like the star. She's a queen. She's a sissy.
Right.
And Jason Lee can't take. She's a hater. She's a fucking hater. She's been a hater. She's a hater.
I'm going to tell you like this. Bobby is...
She's a bitter hater.
And you know what? Bobby was an absolute business. Jason probably didn't think he was going to pop out snag like that. And when he did, honey, he had to make a move and be like, no, this is going to be about me. It's been about Bobby the whole time. And one last thing, Armand, I love you, I love you, I love you. Keep doing what you do. But I have a question for you. Even if you would have been able to host the show, don't you think it would have been kind of hard? They would have made it hard for you simply because Jason Lee is one of the executive producers. He would have made it hard for you to be up there. He would. I mean, obviously, Lim and his wife were the
ultimate. Listen, I'm never going to. Listen. I've let that Zeus net, as long as Jason Lee is somewhere promising, and this is no shade. I love Zeus Network. I love Lemmy. I love Janisha, and I'm going to say this publicly. As long I've given up that the dream of Zeus Network, not because, you know, for two things. It's just like, you know, I would love to host it, but I know as long as Jason Lee is promising them Cardi B and Rihanna and FaceTiming Cardi B probably every 10 minutes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I know how Jason Lee is. If Armand comes, I won't do it. And this, that, and third. Girl, it can be paid. I'm not worried about it. We'll do our own situation. But then, but that's not why I thought it would be hard. It would be hard because we wouldn't be able to talk because they're going to fight.
Well, my thing is like this. It really don't matter then anyway because, honey, as soon as you drop that news about Fashion Nova, it was already paid, signed, sealed, delivered, and I'll be getting my jacket. Thank you.
Get your jacket, period. But, you know, I would love to host it, but, you know. Some people feel like they have to pick sides or whatever. And, girl, it is what it is. So, if she's over there calling the shots, then, girl, it is what it is.
Ever since we've been depositing our checks to you, honey, you've been making the deliveries and we're willing to take them. So, we love you.
Period.
Love all you.
Right. And tell those mad, sad girls in the back, you Uncle Clifford-looking bitches, okay? Shut your mouth. Grab a pen and paper and take some notes. Now, I gotta go.